看一段圣经，翻到提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy 3.
提摩太后书第三章第一到第五节。
Verses 1 to 5.
那我先来读哈。提摩太后书第三章一到五节。你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，狂毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自悦，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boisterous, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
这里说末世有危险的日子。
There's perilous times in the end.
我想我们都知道我们现在是住在末世。
We know that we're in the end time.
今天早晨这个 Jerry 看了一个新闻，他说今天早晨土耳其7.2级地震。
Yeah, there was an earthquake in Turkey this morning.
我们知道很多的迹象都告诉我们，我们活在末世。
There are many signs telling us that we are living in the end.
他说末世有危险的日子。
There, in the last days, there are perilous times.
但这里的危险日子不是因为有天灾人祸这些问题出现。
Now, the perilous times here is not talking about natural disaster.
那这里讲这一段话的危险是讲到这里提到的20种的现象。
This perilous times refer to the 20 things that are mentioned down below.
如果我们好好看的话，这20种的现象里面都归如有5种讲到爱的关系。
If we look at all these 20 items that are listed here, 5 of them relate to love.
我们看第二节哈，他说人当时要专顾自己，原文是说爱自己。
See here it says people are going to be lovers of their own self.
第二个他说贪爱钱财，这原文里面就是爱钱财。
And covetous is love of money.
然后你如果读下去读到第4节哈，他那里提到说爱厌乐。
And then verse 4 says lovers of pleasure.
你要再看看这几个讲到危险的日子，在末世的时候人会爱这几样东西，然后开始讲不爱什么呢，在第4节后面说你爱厌了，有一个反应是不爱什么。
They only love pleasures, but it says they do not love God.
这里还有一个哈，他说第3节最后一个，他说不爱良善。
And then in verse 3 it says they are despisers of those that are good.
我今天我给一个题目，那是说我们在末世我们要爱的对。
The topic today is that during the end days we need to love the right thing.
爱什么定规我们一生的前途，我们 一生以后怎么走。
What we love determines how we walk.
你爱的对，这里说你爱的对你就没有危险，你爱的不对你就有危险。
If you love what is right then there won't be any danger, but if you love what is wrong then there will be perilous time.
你知道我们爱什么我们就追求什么，我们就为什么而活。
It's because whatever you loveThat's the thing that you will pursue, and that's the way you will live.
我不知道今天是怎么讲哈。我们那时候在做学生的时候，就一个追求的是说，有一天我要成功的话，我们有讲一个叫五子登科哈，英文不知道有没有翻的。我就讲下去，他就可以讲五子什么子，对吧？你要什么？你要有车子、银子、房子、妻子、孩子。
You need to have a car, a house, a wife.
A house, a wife, kids.
Kids and money.
Money, yes. 对啊，我们就无死灯，可是所有的追求就往这个走。
So everybody is heading towards these five things. That those are their goals.
我好多年前读了一篇文章，是讲到新加坡，在新加坡那些他们所追求的是什么呢？
And I read an article that what do people pursue in Singapore?
其实没太差，他说一个妻子、两个孩子、三个房间的房子、四个轮子的车子，每个月的薪水是五个数字，五个 digit。
Okay, so one wife, two kids, and then
three room
house, four wheel vehicle.And then five digit salary.
Every month, okay, 每个月 okay. 那你知道我后来读他们出的一个，他说，这其实做，我现在不知道他讲什么。他们现在追求另外一个呢，他说，我先讲英文，你可以 repeat 他。这个第一个要 career， 第二个要 credit， 第三个要 car， 第四个要 condominium， 第五个 country club membership。Okay， 这是他们新加坡人，我中文呢，他要什么？他职业好。Career,
right?
他要有好的信用。
Good credit.
第三个，他要一种车。
A car.
第四个，因为不是住房子，他是住那个公寓，是
condominium.
第五个，表示我有身份，我要进 country club.
Oh, and be a member of a country club.
我们这是一般人从年轻的时候所有的观念我所追求的。
So these five C's are the things that they pursue from when you know since they're young.
So 在我们读书的时候，我们就开始为前面铺路了。我能够，这是我的目标。
So when they're doing their studies and everything, this is what they're working for.
我们在拼命，一开始有工作，我也拼，希望大概在四十出头的时候，我可以很安逸的生活。
And they want to be able to have a restful life, you know, starting for in the age of 40.
你知道我们这个哇，一些年轻人可以坐到前面来，后面可以让有孩子的坐在后面。我过去跟大家讲过一个故事哈。
I told you a story before.
这个人，来到美国。
This person came to the U.S.
他信耶稣的。
He believes in Jesus.
但是那本圣经就不看。
But then he never reads the Bible.
因为世界上的观念已经满了他的脑袋里面。
Because he's filled with the thinking of the world.
他有本事，他就一直在追求。
And you know he's quite capable, so that's what he's pursuing.
他把医生读出来。
He became a medical doctor.
他一直有非常好的成就，到四十岁出头成为一个医院的院长。
And at the age of 40.He became the head of a hospital.
在他的人生认为我最成功的时候。
And at the peak of his career,
他有段时间发现身体不舒服。
He felt that there's something wrong with him.
最后去检查，他是末期的肝癌。
And so he went for an examination and found out it's the last stage of liver cancer.
所有他所要的，一下子全部好像全拿走。
And so it seems that everything was taken away from him.
因为他是院长，他也很在那边也很多人认识他，说你做更就要他做很仔细的检查，就穿刺啊这些检查。
Because he's the head of the hospital, of course they want to do more tests on him.
他们终于确定告诉他，你就是末期的肝癌。
And they were very sure that that's what he had, the last stage of the liver cancer.
他完全的灰心丧志。
So he was very down and lost.
他有个基督徒朋友告诉他说，你以前不是信耶稣的吗？你就向主祷告。
He had a Christian friend, and so he told him that isn't it that you also believe in Jesus? Why don't you pray to him?
有一天他就真的去祷告。
So one day he did.
可是后来他的见证啊，他说我不敢求主医治我，因为我已经把他忘记二十多年了。
This is his testimony in the end. He said that because I have forgotten the Lord for like 20 some years, so I don't dare to ask for healing.
他说，我只求主说，在我死之前，能够看到他的荣耀。
And so he prayed that before he died, he would see the glory of the Lord.
我可能是因为他是院长，他找到一个机会可以换肝。
Maybe because he's the head of the hospital, so he got a chance to have a liver transplant.
人都想活的，所以啊，换肝可能再可以活两年。说他说，我就活多两年，我也要活。
So maybe if he has a transplant, he can live two more years. So that's what he did.
所开刀的时候，医生就把他开刀了。
So he went through surgery.
你在医生打开了肚子之后，就赶快去看门台有没有开错人。
And after they operated on him, they were surprised, so they double checked whether he's that person that they're operating.
因为他开看那个肝不是一个末期肝癌的人的肝。
Because they found out that the liver is not the liver of a person who has stage
那是一个肝是曾经有肝癌，但是已经又退回来又好。
But it's a liver that had liver cancer before, but now has healed.
所以他只把那一个。有肿瘤的地方切掉
so they just remove the place where there's a tumor and then they suture it up
他没有换肝
so he did not have a liver transplant
他好过来了
and he got healed
他从好了之后他就不当院长
and then from then on after he was healed he no longer is the head of the hospital
如果没有记错的话他把 job 也 quit 掉
and he quit his job
他到处去传福音
And he preached the gospel everywhere.
他说我这条命是神赐回来给我。
Because he felt that this life is something that the Lord has gave him back.
我们世界给我们一些观念，给我们说追求的，这个的确会带到危险的路上。
Truly, if we look for the things of this world, the end is perilous.
我前几天看了一个新闻。
A few days ago, I saw this news item.
他说在台湾的博士毕业生找不到工作。
In Taiwan, the PhD graduates, they cannot find a job.
说他们现在呢，他们又有他们的一二三四五，这是我第一次听到台湾有一二三四五。他们信什么呢？他说第一个，第一命 ，OK， 我的命要生得好。第一是命，第二是运，第三是风水，第四是职责，第五是人缘。
So first is your life.
The first is destiny.
命是 destiny. Oh, okay.
命生得要
好。命是 destiny. First is destiny. Second is fortune.
Yeah.
And third is, you know, the feng shui, like how you arrange your things. And fourth is
good
deeds. And five is Because they cannot find jobs.
你知道这个新闻怎么抓到人的 ？Caught your eye.
How does this news item caught your eye?
因为一个博士生成为一个贼。
Because a PhD graduate becomes a criminal.
他们抓到他之后，因为他偷什么呢？他去书店偷科学的书。
He stole scientific books.
他去偷所有对他有鼓励性的什么样的书，励志的书。
He stole motivational books.
但是人家有 hidden camera， 一定抓到他的。
And he was caught because there were hidden cameras.
人家就问他，一抓到他就发现他是交通大学的博士毕业生，伪修的学长，学弟。
伪修也高分高分高分。
这个学校在台湾非常出名的。
And that school is a famous school in Taiwan.
所以他讲他故事哈，他说他毕业后他有工作。
So when he graduated, he has a job.
他在一个科技公司上班。
It's in a high tech company.
但是他有一个同事也是交大毕业的，整天欺负他。
But there was a coworker who's from the same school you know, always taking advantage of him.
他被逼着要离职。
And so he was forced to resign.
自从他离职之后，他就一直找不到工作。
And from then on, he cannot find a job.
他挂着一个名牌大学的博士毕业生，找不到工作，压力非常大。
Even with a name brand school, he cannot find a job. So it was very pressure. It was, you know, he was under a lot of pressure.
他说我不是没钱买那些书，但是我不知道为什么要偷。
He said that it's not that he doesn't have money, but and he doesn't know why he stole those books.
你知道我们今天啊，很多的观念啊，乃是说我就好像刚刚讲的，我要出身好，我要有高学历。
A lot of times we feel we want to have good destiny, we have to have high education.
From a good family, 这个有出身是好的。
We have a good family background.
我们有一个好的环境。
And we have a good environment.
我们前途才有希望。
And this is the only way we can have good life.
我今天愿意用这段圣经跟大家看哈，你前途好不好，不在乎这些东西。
I want to show you that whether you're going to have good destiny or good life, it's not dependent on you.
主的话要告诉我们说，你好不好，乃在乎你爱什么。
The Lord wants to tell us that whether what your end is good or not, that depends on what you love.
我们常常是看外面。
We always look at things from the outside.
主的话要我们往里面看。
But the Lord wants us to look inward.
我们常常改变我们外面的环境。
We try to change our environment.
啊，可能我是这个做错了。
Maybe I do something wrong.
或者是那个做错了。
Or I did something wrong on that.
所以我们常常说，我改正我走的路，我走的脚步。
If I change my steps.
或者我改变我的生活，我的遭遇。
And if I change my life and the things that I, you know, have to.
但是圣经告诉我们说，你要改的是改你的心。
But the Lord wants us to change what's in our heart.
箴言有一句话哈，这个他说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
In the proverb it says you have to keep your heart above all things.
他说啊，一生的果效都是从心发出来。
Because everything comes out of that.
我们来看看这里几个提到的爱。
Let's look at these few things that relate to love.
我过去也跟你们交通过这一段圣经。
I have shared with you this passage in
the past. 但是我这次要看每一个爱，我们是用什么态度来跟他来对付他的。
But I want to see how do we face each one of these things.
第一个，我先用爱钱财。
For example, the love of money.
没有人不爱钱的。
Well, there's none that don't love money.
那你看爱多爱少。
It's just you love more or less.
那圣经告诉我们说，贪财是万恶之根。
And the Bible said that the love of money is the root of all evil.
还会把我们带离主的真道上。
And it will lead us away from the way of the Lord.
我今天因为跟你们不交通那个了，我交通了我们怎么对待爱钱财的事呢？
So how do we conquer this love of money?
第一个。我们要认定我生活在地只为养生。
First is we have to realize and accept that when we here when we earn money is just for living.
我不管你在工作还是在做学生啊，我希望今天这个观念能够过到你里面去啊。我生活在地只是为着养生。
Whether you're a student or you're working, you have to have this attitude that.Today is just for living.
我过去跟弟兄姊妹讲说，我你要 live in your income， 我就说你在你所有 live in your means 啊，你收到的多少钱，你就不要要求过多拼命的借钱去生活。
You need to live within your means. You do not want things above what you can afford.
我就有人回答我说，所以我才要薪水高啊，我薪水越多，我就是不是水平满意哇，我觉得我这句话讲错了。
Five people told me that, well, that's why I want a higher salary, so I can have more things.
啊，我现在要都修正一下哈，这个我们不是一直追求要多，但是今天主给我多少，我能够知足在这样的生活里。
Actually, it's just to be contented with what the Lord gives me.
你知道创世纪里面有个故事哈，四个王跟五个王打仗。
There's a story in Genesis. There are four kings having a battle with the five kings.
五个王里面有一个人是罗德跟索多玛在一起，说他也被掳走。
Among the five kings, there's a king of Sodom, and that's why Lot was taken with this king.
但亚伯拉罕带着三百一十八个壮丁就把四个王打败。
And Abraham, leading 318 men, was able to conquer this five kings.
他把罗德救回来。
And was able to save Lot from them.
那么索多玛亡了，他说：“我把你把人留给我，全部钱财都给你。”
The king of Sodom said that, just give me the men, all the riches I'll give to you.
但是索多啊，这个亚伯拉罕怎么说？他说，凡是你的东西，一根线，一个鞋带，我都不拿。
But Abraham said, even a thread or even a shoelace, I'm not going to retain.
他说，免得有一天主让我真的富足的时候，你说是你帮我的。
Because I don't want it to be that one day if I become rich, people are going to say it's you and not the Lord.
可以让我们富足，但是不是太多人能够富足的。
The Lord can bless us with riches, but not many of us can handle that.
但是我们要认定是主做的，所以亚伯拉罕在这里说，我不要加上人的手，也不要用人的方法。
That's why Abraham said that I do not want to have the hand of man in this.And I do not want to use the methods of men.
所以第一个，我们能够为了生活只为养生而知足。
So we just want to be contented and live and just earn for a living.
第二个哈，在马太福音里面说，主说你要侍奉神，还是要侍奉马门？马门就是钱啊。
That's why in the Bible it says, do you want to serve God or mammon? Mammon means money.
是主耶稣怎么讲？你活在地上有两个侍奉呢，一个是侍奉主，如果不是呢，你就侍奉钱。
You either serve God or mammon.
很明显，主要我们侍奉神，不要侍奉钱。
Of course, it's obvious that the Lord wants us to serve Him.
圣经这里又给我们一个观点，看到哈，侍奉神是我们的正业。
Serving God is our real vocation.
我想放得非常好 ，vocation 是我们真正的职业，就是侍奉神。
Serving God is our real vocation.
你其他的工作，不管你是教授、医生、学生，whatever 工程师 ，whatever， 我们所有的工作都是副业。
Whatever your profession is or whatever you're doing, that's a side thing.
如果我们这个观点是抓住的话。
If we really held on to this belief,
你要知道，神自己带我们走前面许多的路。
Then the Lord will lead us forward.
所以，我们年长弟兄跟我们交通这个，他说，如果你是工程师，你不要想要成为一个很出色的工程师。
That's why our elder brothers encouraged us and said that if you are an engineer, don't aspire to be the top engineer.
或者你要做医生，不要以为你会成为一个很出名的医生。
Or if you're a doctor, don't aspire to be a famous doctor.
因为我们的正业，我们所花的时间花了很多，是为了侍奉主。
Because our time should be spent on serving the Lord.
所有其他的都是我们的副业。
And all other things are on the sideline.
这是第二个。
Number two.
现在第三个。
Oh, now we go to number three.
我们在学习在金钱上能够奉献。
We need to learn to offer our money to the Lord.
在路加福音里面提到，他说你要给人就给你。
If you give others, and then the Lord will give you.
他说什么？他说好像一个漏斗。他说神就摇啊摇啊，把就是你需要的都倒下来给你。
The Lord will give you and pour out on you.
用什么呀？试试看。
You have to test this out.
不要有一个交换的心态。
Well, don't have an attitude that this is an exchange.
你说主啊，我给你了，哎，我等了，哎，主，你有没有给我啊？
Don't do this. Don't give the Lord and then say, oh, okay, now I'm waiting for you to give me.
如果我们用这个心态的话，你等老半天都等不到。
if this is your attitude, you're never going to get anything back.
但是如果你是甘心乐意说主，我最少照圣经旧约的吩咐十分之一，我一定拿出来。
But if you willingly give 10% like the Old Testament teaching, and just give willingly, then the Lord will give you back.
我可以跟弟兄，我今天没时间讲，我会跟弟兄姊妹讲，我这件事上，这个十次的试验，十次都成就在我身上。
I can guarantee, brothers and sisters, that 10 out of 10 times this is true in my life.
我讲一个例子哈，那我你知道，有些学生们在我家聚会，礼拜六。
There are some students who have a gathering in my house on Saturday.
你这人多啊，你这家里哪一个东西先坏？
There are many people, so what's the first thing that breaks down?
最贵的东西。哎呀，你家很多贵东西啊，我家没有。第一个先坏就是马桶。
The toilet.
必须用的地方。
Because that's what is being used a lot.
有一天大家都离开了。
So one day after everybody left,
我就发现我们最常用的马桶是水长流。
So there was leakage in that toilet.
你知道，学瑞跟我那时候第一个感觉，哎，又坏一样东西要修了。
So our first reaction was something went wrong again.
但是啊，对我，但是主立刻提醒我们说，我们在服侍主，本来用多就该坏，那就修嘛。
But the Lord reminded us that of course, you know.Being serving the Lord and this thing is being used a lot, of course it will get worn out.
So we put that big, this what this water source.
So we turn off the water source.
大概五天后，有一个学生要来找我，他们也到我们家，我们就谈了一会。
So five days later, a student came and we were talking.
那最后呢，他们要用洗手间啊，我是想换掉。但是他要用，我说好吧，打开嘛，反正也不是不能用，就是一直水长流就是，我就把水源打开了。
And then they want to use the toilet, and so I said okay, so I turn on the water again.
你知道吗？从那一天到现在，好多个月过去，没再坏过。
So from then till now, it didn't break down again.
我说主啊，你马桶也会修。
So I said to the Lord, even you can fix even a toilet you can fix.
因为我真的不知道坏在哪里，就是什么都好，它就是一直漏水。但是我这样好了，也不知道哪里好了，一样的，但是好了。
So I didn't realize, I didn't know what happened, but now it's fixed.
你知道吗？我从学生的时候就学这件功课，你愿意奉献给主，主保守很多东西都不坏。
If you're willing to give it to the Lord can cover many things and they don't even have to break down.
如果你不舍得给出来，主就给你这个也坏，你还是要付钱的。那个坏，你就修还是要付钱。所以你奉献出去的钱，你去用在修东西去了。
But if you're not willing to give, if you're not willing to offer to the Lord, your money is just gonna go to fix stuff.
所以弟兄姊妹哈，这个我们在这件事上，希望大家能够知道。你能够不爱钱吗？三个事情。
If you do not want the love of money, there are three things.
或者说我们保守，第一个，能够只为养生自足。
If you can be contented in earning for a living.
第二个，认定侍奉神是我的正业，所有的职业都是我的副业。
Two, if you regard serving the Lord as your real vocation and every other thing is just a sideline.
第三个，你能够有金钱，真的愿意奉献给主，看主给不给。
And three is if you have money, you need to offer it to the Lord and you will see His giving back.
就算不给，这个钱还是没掉，还是 out of your pocket 就没掉。
And even if He doesn't give back, you need to just treat it as gone from your pocket.
这里另外一个哈，我们这个爱钱财就到这里了。第二个，他讲爱厌乐。
How about lovers of pleasure？
英文很好 ，pleasure。去厌乐，有时候我就不吃，对不对？不可以每天都去厌大吃嘛，对不对？但 pleasure 是非常好，就爱享受。
This word pleasure covers many things. Maybe you said, well, I don't like food. I'm not eating out every day.
你看这一段话怎么讲？他说你爱享受的话呢，你就不爱钱了。
If you love pleasures, you're not going to love God.
你不试过去旅游玩玩回来，哇，主在哪里呢？
Maybe you have taken a vacation and then you felt you've lost the Lord, you have not been in contact with Him.
约翰一书里面有一句话说，爱世界、爱父的心就不在他里面。If
you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
这是对基督徒讲的，世人没有父啊，基督徒父神，你爱世界、爱父的心就不在你里面。This
verse is for Christians because people who do not believe in the Lord do not call God as their Father.
所以你要知道，我们爱什么，那个东西就占有你的心。Whatever
you love, that thing will occupy your heart.
我们千万不要跟很多人说，世界不可爱。We
should not say, oh, the world is not lovely.
告诉你，世界是很可爱。Because
the world is indeed lovely.
不然，为什么这么多人去爱呢？
If it's not, would there be that many who want it?
我们会不爱世界，因为我找到一个更可爱的。The
only way you don't love the world is because you found something more lovely.
你看小，我们这么多baby，很容易看的，他是紧紧抓着一个东西不放。为什么他为什么会放呢？因为看到另外更好玩、更可爱。So
if you look at children, they grab onto something and they would not let go unless they see something else that attract them even more.
我们能不稍稍慢慢脱离爱世界，因为我越过越发现主是可爱的。We
can only leave the world if we see that the Lord is way more attractive.
所以我们就被拯救出来。And
that's how we can be saved from the world.
我要讲两点关于怎么对付爱、享受爱世界的事。So
how do we conquer this love of the world?
他提到两点。And
there are two points on that.
我们读一段圣经，好吧？我们翻到耶利米书哈，这个看看大家会不会翻。Jeremiah. 耶利米书第48章。48. 耶利米书第48章。
Jeremiah 48.
第11节。
Verse 11.
我读给大家听哈，然后因为没有人在读哈，我们第48章第11节。 他说：“摩押自幼年以来常享安逸，如酒在渣宰上成亲，没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里，也未曾被掳去，因此他的原味尚存，香气未变。”Jeremiah
48:11. Moab had been at ease from his youth, and he had settled on his lease. And has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither has he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remained in him, and his sense is not changed.
那这里我们知道酒啊，很多渣滓，你怎么那时候在弄酒呢？它的一个酒一直倒在器皿，然后还是会有渣滓，跑到另外一个器皿，所以它的渣滓沉淀了，它再倒到另外，就最后倒很多次的时候，这个酒就是清的。
We know that there is residue in wine, and so they have to move it from vessel to vessel for the residue to settle. And then at the end, you would not have the residue in the wine anymore.
这段圣经里面他说，摩押，你像没有倒过的酒，你的渣滓还是从十年前到现在还是一样多。
And it's like saying that Moab, because they haven't been from vessel to vessel, there's still residue in it.
我们很多人没见一个朋友说，哎呀，你都没变。Well,
maybe we say to our friend, you haven't changed.
那这个事就不好。他说啊，你怎么原味尚存，香气未变呢？And
here it says, therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed.
如果我们见到人讲你都没变这句话，注意哈，有两种意思。
So if we say a person hasn't changed, there might be two aspects to it.
主要我们像酒是被拿起来，可以倒过去，每倒一次，我的渣滓少一点。The
Lord wants us to be like wine, that every time we're moved from one vessel to another, the residue is reduced.
主怎么倒？How
does the Lord move us from vessel to vessel?
主兴起一些环境在我们身上给我们去进步。
The Lord uses circumstance in our life and let us experience things.
我们可能会有挣扎, 我们可能会跟主讨价还价，但是如果每一次最终主得胜，我顺服，你就被倒一次。
Maybe we will struggle, but every time we submit, then we gain.
要知道，我们常常在环境中被主降雷管制我们的话。
If the Lord uses this discipline to train us,
我们就不这么容易被世界把我们抓住。
Then we will not be caught by the world.
我们就不这么容易被我们在世上所追求我们要的安逸享受把我们抓住。
And we will not be enslaved by the pleasures and ease of the world.
你像你这个道，乃是最后使我们能够越过在主面前越过越单纯。
This moving from vessel to vessel make us more simple before the Lord.
第二点。
Number two.
圣经在彼得前书告诉我们说，我们要有受苦做我们的心智。
The next thing is we need to be willing to suffer.
心智应该怎么翻呢？ Be our weapon.
Suffering should be our weapon.
我们都很怕苦。
Most of us are afraid of suffering.
我儿子不喜欢我举这个例子，他的手不是要怎么样才让他的
苦。See, my son has to exercise his arm.
他每次都会痛。
And that will make it painful.
痛他就不做了。
And every time it's painful, he'll stop the exercise.
我很喜欢这个例子，因为我们对我们自己就是这样子。
But I like this example because it's how we treat ourselves.
我们都不喜欢苦。
We do not want suffering.
但是圣经告诉我们说，如果我们愿意有这样的心智，你要知道，你有这个心智，不代表你就要受苦。
Well, it doesn't mean that if you're willing to suffer or you're taking suffering as a weapon, you will definitely suffer.
因为你要知道，如果真的有苦，当你真的苦在病中的话，什么享受、什么东西你都不要。
Because when you are sick and you don't really want anything else.
你只要我脱离这个苦，或者我的病能够好。
All you want is to be rid of that suffering and or to get well.
所以神能够借着这些给我们知道，享受不是我们就所追求，乃是给我们知道我在怎么走的里面，如果主给我有这些，我也接受。
The Lord wants us to see that pleasure is not our goal. And so if there's any suffering along the way, we will accept it.
OK, 第三个。
Number three.
就是第三节，这个刚刚我们读提摩太后书第三章哈，他那里第一个先讲到的就是说爱自己。
So lovers of self, that's what 2 Timothy said.
如果你好好读那一段哈，整个危险的事情二十样，最重要的一个就是爱自己。
Among the 20 items mentioned here, the most important is lovers of own self.
最危险的就是一切都为我。
Because that's the most dangerous thing. It's everything surrounds you.
你在圣经里面讲到这个己，那是最大的事。
最大的什么？
最大的事。
Oh, self is the biggest hindrance.
伟修弟兄上礼拜画的图片呢，已经把我们的灵魂体都画出来了。
Last week we saw the figure where we have the body, the soul, and the spirit.
你要知道，神今天要救我们。最重要要救的就是我们的己。
The Lord wants to save us from ourselves.
你知道在远东很少这样讲，在美国啊都是有什么事 ，Oh, you are great. 中文我讲得很别扭，你很伟大。英文讲得很顺嘛 ，You are great.
Here in the Western world, we always say you're great, but that is very very unusual in a Chinese culture to say that.
还有啊，我因为我现在常常有时候跟小孩子在一起啊，对吧 ？You are marvelous. How marvelous are you? You are marvelous. 我中文都不会翻了，就怎么翻了中文？连灿烂了。
Or that other expression, you are marvelous.
你叫我带他们去下棋。
I brought them to chess competition.
我跟你讲过，有一个七岁的孩子，他说。I'm the best
among 7 years old.
And this child said, I'm the best among 7 year olds.
自己学校是没对手了，那时候出去比赛，哇，到了争冠军了。
Of course, he has no challenge in his school, and then he went to this big competition.
最后一场对着一个印度人输掉。And
the last round, he lost to another Indian boy.
他回来，一直哭， How can I lose this game?
And he was crying, saying, How can he lose?
他说我是七岁中最厉害的一个，怎么可以输？
So, if he's the greatest, how can he lose the game?
那天他去比赛，他的爷爷奶奶都在哪里看他比赛？
So that day, his grandparents were there watching him.
你要知道，人的己是一个非常大的一件事情。
Self is a big issue.
我们常常不注意。
And we don't look at it, we just let it go.
在圣经所有这么多的篇幅，除了钱财用了很多篇幅，第二个最多篇幅就讲到钱。
There are many verses on money, but the most verses are on self.
我愿意跟大家交通啊，我们怎么样来对付这个事？
So how do we how do we counter this problem of self?
你知道你背过圣经啊，跟主耶稣说你要当我的门徒必须舍己。
The Lord said, if you want to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself.
天天背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Take up your cross daily and follow me.
你知道这两个都是在对付我们的己。
Both of these are dealing with self.
说第一个。 我们能够对付起，照着圣经讲的，舍掉你的自己。
First is you have to deny yourself.
英文很难翻了，deny 呢？我这个是讲第二个才是 deny，第二个就是否定你自己。
The second is to disregard yourself.
OK， 用英文使用 deny 哈，这个你在世界上所教导的是肯定你自己。
The world wants to give place to self, to
肯定是要be confident in yourself, 肯定你自己。
So the world values self-confidence.
但是圣经给你是否定你自己。
But in the Bible, it talks about denying yourself.
这个完全是两极的一个观念。
So these are opposing views.
那你出去说我要否定我自己，那我还做什么呢？
So you said, if I'm denying myself, then what else can I be doing?
但是我们这个真的求主给我们眼睛睁开啊！我们今天要跟从主，是第一个说得否定自己。But
may the Lord open our eyes, because the first thing is to deny ourselves.
我们承认我们所做的会错的。We
realize that what we do, we can make mistakes.
我们很多东西真的凭我自己是不行。
If we depend on ourselves, we cannot do it.
如果我有一点点的成功，那主完全是你做的。If
there is some success in me, it's because you.
这就叫做否定自己。That
is denying yourself.
第二个是舍掉你的自己。And
the second one is to put down yourself.
神常常要我们舍去一些东西。
The Lord wants us to let go of things.
你知道，一个真正属灵成长。 乃是你点掉什么，你发现主就加给你什么。Spiritual
growth involves taking away something and then the Lord giving you back.
我讲过一个故事，有一个博士生，他也在服侍主。There's
a PhD student and he's also serving the Lord.
他还有大概一个月两个月就要 final defense 就要答辩了。
And in a month or two, he's going to have his final defense.
什么都准备好了。And
he's very prepared.
当他到主面前，主对他说：“不要去答辩。”And
then the Lord said to him, "Well, don't go and defend your thesis."
放掉你的 PhD degree.
You need to let go of your degree.
他说：“主啊，我都差一两个月就毕业，你让我毕业后再讲吧。”
And he said, it's only a month or two. Why don't you tell me this after I graduate?
他一直跟主有个祷告说，主啊，我在教会里面我讲道，我觉得我没有能力。
he was praying before that when he preached in the church, he felt that there's no strength in him.
他说, 主啊, 你可以把能力给我。
And he was asking for the strength.
他祷告了好长的时间。
And he was praying for this for a long time.
没想到到这个关卡的时候, 主说, 放下你的博士学位。
And at this crossroad, the Lord said to him, well, let go of your job.
他非常的挣扎。
And he was having a big struggle over it.
他挣扎差不多一个月下来。
Probably struggle over a month.
这个礼拜六,礼拜一就要答辩。
Well, it was Saturday, and Monday was his defense date.
那一天整天里面跟主在打仗。
So the whole day, he was struggling with the Lord.
主啊,可否就给我答辩完。 我再好好,还可以,我用博士的函头更好的服侍你了。
And he was struggling and saying to the Lord, isn't it better if I have a doctorate degree and I can even serve you better?
人家看我一个博士都信主了,他们可能会听我讲,就会被说服了。
Maybe knowing that I have a doctorate degree, it will be more persuasive for me to convince people.
但是神不放过他,就是要他放掉这个博士。
But the Lord kept on wanting him to let go of this.
到了礼拜六的深夜，他终于降服在主的面前。
And so in the middle of the night, that Saturday night, he finally submitted to the Lord.
他说好，我礼拜一不去了。
And so he said, okay, Monday, I'm not going to go to my defense.
虽然我不明白，但是我顺服。
Even though I do not understand, I'm gonna submit, obey.
明天他要讲道。
And then on Sunday, he's going to be preaching.
他说我今天整天跟主struggle，我什么都没准备，明天讲什么？
And so he felt like he was not prepared because the whole day he was struggling with the Lord.
第二天他到了聚会的地方，他站起来讲。
So the next day he stand up and was going to preach.
他说弟兄姊妹，我没准备今天要讲的信息。
And he told brothers and sisters that he did not prepare for a sermon that day. But he shared with brothers and sisters his struggle. And how he obeyed the Lord.
你知道吗? 那一天啊, 他讲完之后, 他说, 全场许多人流泪。
And after he preached, the whole congregation, many of them were in tears.
许多人灵里面被复苏起来。
And then in their spirits were made alive.
从他的见证里面, 他以后的服事蛮有主的能力, 虽然他没有PhD degree。
And even though without a PhD degree, his service was very alive in the Lord.
所以这是第一点, 我们能够想, 也能够否定我们这个事。
So we need to be able to deny ourselves and let go of ourselves.
第二个,我们需要被主光照。
The second thing is like we have to be enlightened by the Lord.
你知道,我们如果一个很,我们平常就是性格很不好,很坏的人,那我们自己也知道。
If ordinarily we are a bad person, we all of course know ourselves.
别人一点了啦,对啦,我真的是不是很好。
When people point out your weakness, You realize, yes, I'm like that.
但是如果我们本来常常被人称赞，哎呀，你很好啊。
But if you're used to praises of people telling you are a good person,
你自己也觉得自己也不错，都是别人不好。
And you realize that you are pretty good, and it's always others who are having problems.
我们就很难看到我们有什么缺陷。
Then of course we cannot see our own weakness.
所以我喜欢用一个例子哈。 我说如果今天我把这个全场的灯关掉，
If I turn off the light,
你绝对看不到刚刚那只苍蝇，
Then you cannot see that fly,
对不对？你什么脏也看不见了，
Because you cannot see any dirty thing.
但是如果现在我点一根蜡烛灯不开了，我就点一根蜡烛，
But now I light a little candle,
那只苍蝇飞在我附近你可以看见。
If the fly is close to me,
但是如果飞到后面去, 你看不见了,
but if it's far from this candlelight, you still cannot see the fly.
如果放多几根蜡烛的话,
but if I put few more candles, you can see more.
如果再把灯打开, 你什么都看见了。
And if I turn on the light up here, everything
is seen. 这个叫做光照。
This is enlightenment.
我们要得到光照，我们需要真的看到光。
If we want to be enlightened, we need to see light.
因为如果我们一直都没有看到光，我们没有办法怎么脱离我们以为自己不错的光景。
If we do not see light and cannot be enlightened, then we cannot let go of things.
所以我们如果有主能够不断的光照，从一根蜡烛变两根蜡烛的话，我们就能拯救。
If the Lord can enlighten us from one candle to two candles and then to full of light, then we will be saved.
我这个不多讲。第三点。
Number three.
圣经告诉我们呢，不只要舍己，要否定，还有第三个，要致死你的己。
We not only have to deny ourselves, let go of ourselves, but we need to treat ourselves as dead.
跟大家看一段圣经好不好？我们翻到更多后书。
Second Corinthians.
更多后书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章第十一十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
第四章第十一十二节啊，这里说，因为我这活着的人是常常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death works in us, but life in you.
所以你发现啊，这里不是叫你去死他，这里乃是说你要对你的己，看他如同死的 ，death to self。
This does not mean that you're going to die, but you need to look at your, treat your, but die to self.
你知道，我们如果有这样的态度，你发现了，你活过来，你的人又变了一点。
And when you become alive, then you have changed.
并且他这段圣经讲说，不止你自己好像有改变，你一些的话讲出来，也帮助别人也改变。
And not only you yourself have changed, but what you say to others will change them too.
所以当我们讲要有主有供应的话，只有我们被带到这个死，被带到死地。
And the Lord will supply only when we die to self.
这个经历不容易。
This experience is not easy.
这个我们没有这个经历的话呢，这个只是一篇的道理。
If we do not have experience, this is only doctrine.
所以求主带我们能够进入这个的这里的里面。
So may the Lord help us to enter in to this.
所以我总结一下我今天所交通的。
So let me summarize what I have shared today.
他这里说啊，如果我们爱自己多一点。
If we love ourselves a little bit more.
我们爱钱才多一点。
And love money a little bit more.
爱享受多一点。
And love pleasure a little bit more.
你的危险就多一点。
And then the danger is a little bit more.
如果我们愿意对付这些的话。
But if we want to deal with this thing.
我们的危险就会减少。
Then the danger will decrease.
主今天要我们的乃是要我们多亲近主。
The Lord wants us to get near to Him.
我们除了亲近主，我们很难在这个爱什么的上面能够爱得对的。
Other than being close to the Lord, we will not be able to love the right thing.
我们要能够爱主，我们才能够经历主。
And only if we love the Lord can we experience Him.
你知道神要我们爱他。
The Lord wants us to love Him.
你知道主耶稣复活，从死里复活的时候遇到彼得，他跟他说呢？
When the Lord met Peter after His resurrection, what did He say?
主耶稣问他，你爱我吗？
He said, Do you love me?
他继续问，你爱我比这些更多吗？
And then he continued, Do you love me more than this?
彼得是打鱼的，他网了很多鱼，那天非常成功，在他渔夫的生涯那天最成功的。主才问他，你爱我比你这么成功的事业更重吗？
Peter was a fisherman, and that day he had a great caught. And so the Lord said, Do you love me more than this?
主耶稣是抓住时间问，在你最成功一刻，主耶稣问他，你爱我比这些更多。
And the Lord said, do you love me more than this? The Lord wants us to love him.
诗篇十六篇还有另外一节哈，以别的代替耶和华他的仇敌的加增。
And it says that those who replace the Lord with something else, they are gonna be there's gonna be more suffering for them.
所以我今天啊，愿意能够跟弟兄姊妹交通，但愿你我都做一个爱的对等。
And that's why we want to be people who love the right thing.
我们真的彼此鼓励，好好的爱我们的神。
That we will love our Lord.
在我们生活中能够过一个简单的生活，是愿意在我们生活中他有他的一份。
And that we will live a simple life, and that the Lord will have His part.
好，在圣经里面讲到，我们学习尽心、尽意、尽性、尽力爱主我们的神。
We have to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul.
我们再唱刚刚唱过的一首诗歌，好吧？我们结束，我们翻到389首。我们只唱第二节。